sex target. And it's great that the Ghana Police Service feels the need to professionalize its operations and set that ambitious target for itself. But this target, as we all know, in 3 years, the police service wants to be the best police force in Africa, and it wants to be among the best, you know, 10 police forces, you know, throughout the world. This, in our estimation here at the West Africa Center for Counter-Extremism, is highly, highly ambitious. You know, the UN target of having at least one police officer to at least 500 people. It is a target that was set for, I mean, the entire world by the year 2014. At the moment, we're just about, you know, one police officer to about 800, you know, people. We have about 36,000 police forces, a little below that. We need at least 54,000 police forces to be able to meet this target, because our population is estimated at about 27 million people. There's still a very common or pervasive sense of unprofessionalism, of corrupt practices in terms of policing in this country. The good thing for Ghana is there aren't many good police forces in Africa. And so it sounds or it feels easy for Ghana to be able to achieve that.
In your estimation, what does the Ghana Police Service need to do in order to achieve that feat?
So we need to have a very police force that is visible, that is credible, that is trustworthy. We need to have a police force that employs measures that are human rights compliant. We need to have a police force that is independent, and it must be seen to be independent, and must be free from manipulation or some interference from the political establishment. There is a need, of course, to overhaul the entire police force, to refocus its attention, its emphasis on human security, prioritizing the need for protection or the safety of the individual rather than the state. The citizenry should be the focus. The safety and protection of the citizenry must be the focus of policing.
Executive Director of the West Africa Center for Counterterrorism, Mutaru Mumuni Mukhtar, talking to Bubu Klinogo.